Superintendent Jim Snapp has a lot to be proud of. Brownsburg Community Schools, the school corporation he oversees, received the top state ranking for all its schools over the past 3 years. It's also been one of the top performing districts on the state standardized test, the ISTEP, and teachers say their relationships with students and families remain positive.
We're really pleased with our performance and doing great things, and that's what I think kind of makes this referendum loss a little bit harder pill to swallow.
Snap's talking about a $95 million construction referendum that Brownsburg voters rejected last week. Voters like Lisa Fosnight, a parent of three Brownsburg students who says there wasn't much transparency about where the money would go.
I support the schools and the teachers, but I didn't like the idea of having to pay so much more in property taxes when I didn't really know that the kids were going to be benefiting.
The money would have been used to build a new elementary school, create 31 additional classrooms, and renovate the district's only high school, which is nearing half a century old. The building housed 875 students when it opened. 2,300 students filled the halls this year, and enrollment is expected to jump to about 2,600 over the next few years.
You can imagine what the halls are like, what the strain on some of those plumbing and other infrastructure issues were. We're going to have kids that take science classes next year, not in science labs. And it's really hard to give them the daily experiences they need to be successful beyond Brownsburg High School.
Even while higher enrollment projections will create space issues, the extra students will also bring in more money. Schools receive state funding based on the number of students they enroll, and Indiana legislators this year reconfigured the school funding formula as part of the biennial budget. What they changed is very technical, but it basically means more money per enrolled student. In Brownsburg, that's expected to total an additional $2 million per year. So, let's review. The district was growing, so it needed more money for renovations, money it hadn't been getting from the state funding formula. The voters said no. Then, lawmakers made a change to the state funding formula, and now local schools could get more money next year, but that all depends on enrollment. See how complicated this is getting?
Even though the heart of what we do is all about children and their achievement and their success, it's directly tied to how much money are you going to be given to do that.
Consetta Raimondi is a clinical professor at Indiana University's School of Education, as well as a former superintendent in the Hamilton Southeastern and Lawrence Township school districts. She says once district officials figure out how much money they have to spend each year, they have to prioritize.
Well, we want to make certain that we have adequate materials, supplies, curricula, technology. Your buildings have to be in good repair, your transportation issues, all of those things have to be kept in mind as you're looking at the various funding sources that you're getting, whether it's local, whether it's state, all of that has to balance out nicely and make certain that you can pay your bills, in essence.
But many districts can't meet all their priorities. Brownsburg wasn't the only district to lose a referendum last week. Ballot measures were also voted down in districts like Gary and Pike County, and consequences for students in those areas will be greater. They'll likely lose academic and extracurricular programs, and might even see some of their local schools shut down. School leaders say as long as property tax caps are in place, putting a limit on how much money school districts can get from homeowners in their district, there might not be an easy solution. Instead, they plan to roll with the punches when they have to and capitalize on budget increases when they get the chance. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.